Oh, yeah. It's been a whole morning of funk and soul. And now, it's time for DJ Human and Vallejo Project right here on 89.5 FM KZCT OzCat Radio, your community radio station. Holy Macrolandi. We've had some amazing tunes this morning to lead into the Human Show. Great stuff that I grew up with. Stevie Wonder, of course. We've got the Four Tops. We've got all sorts of great soul music. And of course, everybody from my generation remembers getting up on a Saturday morning, getting all juiced up on Super Sugar Crisp cereal with a generous helping of cow milk. And maybe even sneak a little sip of dad's coffee after he's left for work. Getting all geared up for those Saturday morning cartoons. That's right. Started off for me, the Thunderbirds out of England. And went straight into Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Hour, a full hour of Looney Tunes, Scooby-Doo, and maybe Space Ghost. And then there was a little bit of a lull there around the 11 o'clock hour. You're not really sure like what cartoons or what shows were going to come on. The golden age of Saturday morning cartoons was Sid and Marty Krofft with Land of the Lost, Lidsville, H.R. Puffin stuff. And then, of course, if you were going to stick it out, you'd wait until noon. And it was the Soul Train. That's right, the Soul Train, Cornelius. And we love the Soul Train. We thought that was so cool because they had everybody on there. James Brown, David Bowie. I mean, you name it. Soul Train had it on there. And as kids, we loved it. We just loved it. We learned to do that pop and dance moves. Ah, it was absolutely terrific. So I don't know what happened. Something happened in this country. Like all of a sudden, all of that cool stuff just disappeared in a day. Not sure what happened, but we'll get to that shortly. It's the DJ Human Show right here on 89.5 FM KZCT OzCat Radio. We've got a lot of action going on here. So it's a beautiful day in Vallejo, California, the most diverse city in America, maybe even in the world. If you're heading down Georgia Street, going downtown, if you're heading out to the ferry to go to the big city, heading up to Napa to stomp on some grapes, maybe up to Fairfield to do whatever you do up there in Fairfield, or out to American Canyon, Susan City, or environs. Maybe you're going out to make jelly beans at the big Jelly Belly factory. Who knows? But welcome, welcome. It's a wonderful day, and we're giving it to you right here on Vallejo Project. We've got good news. We've got sad news. We've got news, views, shoes, blues. Not Blues Clues. The Blues Clues, I think, is making a comeback. That kid and the dog. I think they're coming around live. I don't know if it's the same guy. It might be like a younger doppelganger. But it's all coming. It's all for you out there in Radio Land on the DJ Human Show. And just a little housekeeping before we kick off this fabulous shenanigan shindig. DJ Human, Vallejo Project, is always live here, Tuesdays 8 to 10 a.m., right here on OzCat Radio. Also, all of the DJ Human shows, news, views, community, interviews, music, is available as a podcast because you just got to do it these days. You can't be left behind. You can hear all the DJ Human shows on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple Music, YouTubes, on the YouTubes, Player FM, and Deezer, as podcasts. Oh, and we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of the DJ Human Show, if I could spit it out. That's right, coming up next month. It's been a whole year. Holy mackerel, time flies when you're having fun. And especially if you're not. So I guess we're going to have a big anniversary show here. Jocelyn, who's one of our Vallejo Project board members was suggesting a tiny desk concert where we jam a whole lot of musicians in here around a tiny desk and have some live music. So looking forward to that coming up for our anniversary month. Go figure. Also, we'll be having some more special guests and try and cover some more hot topics here in Vallejo and environs. So be sure to check out all of the past DJ Human shows, Vallejo Project, on all of your favorite places where you find your favorite podcasts, you know, don't you know? Indeed. And also on the YouTubes. That's right. If you've got your magic box in your pocket tuned to YouTube, you can find us right there. DJ Human, Vallejo Project. And believe it or not, once you put that into your search engine, it pops up fairly near the top, which is, I say, a compliment to the hard work that we do here at the DJ Human Show. And also gaming the algorithm. Wait, did I say that? No. So check us out on the YouTubes. Check us out as a podcast. And, of course, always check us out live here at OzCatRadio.com. Spelt like it sounds. OzCat Radio on the interwebs. Yes, you can take OzCat Radio with you wherever you go. That's right. So what are we doing here? And as part of the fabulous DJ Human show here, well, we know that this is the end of February, commonly a month known for lovers, for St. Valentine's Day, where we give our beloved chocolates and roses to commemorate a saint who was beheaded. But it's also, in recent history, Black History Month. So have you gone out and celebrated Black History Month? Have you done something to celebrate that? And what have you done? I don't know. What have you done out there? You can call in and let us know what you've done for Black History Month. There was a lot of great activities and events here right in Vallejo, the most diverse city in the entire universe. And in fact, if you do call in with some information, news, views, or just want to give us a big shout out, you can do so right now. Operators are standing by. 707-652-5775. 707-652-5775. And tell us what you did for Black History Month. Because we got some fabulous prizes. Definitely got some fabulous prizes. We got some Vallejo Project calendars, which have great information all about what's happening in Vallejo and environs. And we're going to give you some of that shortly. As well as on the back of each Vallejo Project calendar, a fabulous calendar, there is a number. It's like a lottery number. And every month, Vallejo Project gives away $100 US to lucky winner if we draw your number. So not only do you get a calendar, which gives you all the great information of what's happening here in Vallejo, Vallejo Project free classes, Vallejo Project free clinics, also giving you information on public things that you can do, like go to your city council meeting, but you can also win a prize. What's so bad? So if you want to win one of these fabulous Vallejo Project calendars, call in 707-652-5775. Now, if you ring up while I'm talking or something else is going on, give it a second. I'll get you, and then we'll put you on the air because this is a community radio station. And, you know, in a normal radio station, you have engineers and auctioneers and all that helping you out, helping out the talent, the honored talent. But here, we do it all ourselves. So give us a break there, Charlie Brown. So what have you done for Black History Month? In fact, I was given a very interesting notation here. The transatlantic slave trade uprooted millions, which we know. Very sad moment of history. And, you know, after the George Floyd unfortunate incident, we were reminded that, you know, America is a horrible, terrible place. You know, very, very racist here, apparently. I mean, all that stuff from the 70s I grew up with, I guess just disappeared. I don't know. But here it says, know your black history. The U.S. received a small percent of enslaved Africans. What? It says right here, this is something that we got from Black History, Keys Esteem Society. The U.S. received a small percent of enslaved Africans. Many people of African ancestry were already in the Americas prior to 1492. What? Wow, that's interesting. And it has a chart, and it shows like from East Africa where the diaspora, I guess that's the right thing, where, you know, the slave ships and everything that we knew of. United States, between 1514 and 1866, the United States received 307,000 Africans as slaves. That's a lot of people. That's a shame. And that's something that needs to be rectified. But wait a second. It says Cuba received 765,000. Jamaica received 935,000. The Caribbean received 2,760,000. And Brazil, huh? I never knew this. Brazil got 3,469,000 people of African descent as slaves. Brazil? I didn't know that. Did you know that? So, you know, I'm telling you, when it comes to reparations, I think Brazil deserves the bulk of it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we should go down and take Brazil to task, because they definitely outpaced us up here in the United States. So I think a change is going to come. I think we all have to think a change is going to come.
Able to carry on.
yes, change is going to come. That's Sam Cooke from back in the day. He was also a lot on television and a lot of variety shows, too, which we were all digging back then in the day. And speaking of history, there's a lot of mixed history going on out there when you consider Black History Month. Does everybody remember who Crispus Attucus was? Do you know who that was?
Oh, wow.
That was considered the first American and first revolutionist who died at the hands of the British at the Boston Massacre. So very interesting when that note that this is what I actually, this note that I found said a lot of Black Africans were already in the States prior to like 1554 or something. A lot of them were of mixed descent and American Indian and Black African, also white and Black African. Everybody was kind of mixed up in there, but they were all considering themselves of the New World and of Americans. And it says here, Crispus Attucus was a sailor on a whaling ship and a stevedore, which, in fact, a lot of what our students here at the Maritime University, you can still become a stevedore, mm-hmm. which is, I believe, if I'm correct, you conscript all the food and supplies that go onto a ship. So not a slave by any means. So, but he was a revolutionary. He was revolutionary. Down with the British. No taxation without representation. So, you know, we were always in this country, all us together revolutionaries fighting for freedom. We got to keep doing that.
Yes.
We got to keep doing that. And that's what it's all about. Do not let them divide us. We have to unite ourselves. So that's a good message to take away from the revolution. The revolution will not be televised. Wait a second. Somebody said that once. The revolution will not be televised. There was a young man named Gil Scott-Heron back in the 60s or 70s, I believe. And he said the revolution will not be televised. It won't be on the nightly news and it won't be on the interwebs. So be careful out there. Let's get a little lesson on how the revolution will not be televised.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Yes, the revolution will be live. Gil Scott Heron, 1971. The revolution will not be televised. And the beautiful part about that is it got a little bit of humor happening in there. I love it. And that's what it's all about. The real revolution has a little tinge of humor to it because you got to be laughing or else you'll be crying. And right now, speaking of Vallejo Project and environs and stuff that's happening here, we've got Audra McDonald here, our fearless founder of Vallejo Project. Hi. Good morning.
It's such a pleasure to be here with you this morning. My goodness. It's been a while. So, and it's wonderful to have Jalen here with us as well. So, Jalen, introduce yourself.
My name is Jalen, and yeah, I'm just an advocate here.
He's a wonderful young man, hardworking, who has recently become a part of our community and has done some volunteer work with us, done some outreach with us, and come to our monthly dinner, which we're having another one this Friday at 431 Hilton. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. And yeah, please get in touch if you're interested in coming. 707-534-8189. Send a text over. We'll ask you some questions, send you the address, and maybe you'll join us, meet some people in our community.
So this this address, this house that you're talking about, what exactly is it serving? How, what is it doing for the community?
So it's a wonderful collaboration between Harmony Homes and Vallejo Project, where we're trying to give transitional age youth an opportunity to save some money over 6 months and be able to live independently. So we have some collaborations between the Solano County Office of Education to come in and do some restorative justice trainings, have other community building activities like the monthly dinner, painting opportunities, where people kind of get to know one another and build a sense of independence and learn how to live with each other with respect and harmony. And so it's kind of a communal living situation with some strict rules about how to live in harmony with one another. And so it was great to have Jalen there last month, and I'm hoping that he'll join us again this month. And eventually I hope he might even be a resident of the place. So it's a two-month process to onboard, but there are a couple of beds available. So
all right. So it's real boots on the ground work the Vallejo Project's doing, helping out homeless and
transitional age
youth. And when you say, when we use the term transitional age, what does that mean?
That's basically 16 to 24 year old people. In this case, it's 18 because we want to make sure that they're a legal adult.
Yeah.
But it is a time when people often don't have the services that they need to continue growing into adulthood. Like, especially like anybody who's experienced being in the foster system, age out at 18. But as we all know, I wasn't grown at 18. I still needed a whole lot of support. And if you don't have, you're not in college or you don't have a family that's making sure that you have that bridge into a viable career and into a solid solid, middle, you know, secure life, then it can be very difficult. And
I can say middle class. That's not a bad word. That means that you've worked to earn yourself to whatever position that you're in. You've done that by merit, which is getting kind of lost in the sauce out there these days. And what also is getting lost is the, like, a regular family structure where you'd have maybe elders, grandparents, uncles, aunts who would guide you, throw you an opportunity, introduce you to somebody in the neighborhood for a job or for an opportunity.
Mentor you.
Mentoring.
Yes.
That's the king.
Need that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what
I want to hear from Jay. I want to hear his thoughts on these ideas, because, I mean, I feel like we're talking to people his age. I mean, he's
yeah, we're addressing directly
issues.
You.
So tell us what people your age need. Tell us what's going on and how society can help improve the lives of people in situations like you.
I feel that it'll really help people my age, especially if they already have like a plan. I wouldn't recommend it if they don't have a plan, but if they do have a plan, it'll help them out.
What kind of plan would you suggest? Like, what do you mean?
Like a legit plan, like don't come into this program playing around. Have a legit plan, have some goals, like, you know, have a career goal.
There you go.
Well, that's a great point.
Find out what you want to do. It'd be a great opportunity to probably go to school if that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to school. And, yeah, it's great.
And, you know, that's a great point because what a lot of people don't realize is Vallejo is a college town.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Maritime University. You've got Toro University.
Solana Community College.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've got so many trade schools. And in Solano County, there is every single trade. It's rare to have from iron workers to carpenters to plumbers. Everything that you want to learn in a trade is available in Solano County.
Yeah,
no, I totally agree. But besides what the kids need to have, what do you think that, you know, when people, young people, find themselves between, you know, couch surfing, you know, sleeping in a doorway, what kind of support does the society need to provide for them to make sure that they can get a hand up, that they don't fall through the cracks and end up living on the streets?
A lot of people don't have, a lot of people in that predicament have good mental capacity, so I would say a lot of mental support. And a lot of people in that predicament don't have good financial literacy, so also help with being literate financially.
That's great.
Yeah, this program helps with that as well.
So. Yeah, because part of the program also is, when you say financial literacy, it's like one of the things we're talking about for the pre-training for, say, the carpentry project is when you, in fact, get your first paycheck, what do you do with it? You know, setting up a bank account, setting up a savings plan, looking at long term. In fact, I was talking to, my beloved Dana, she talked to her daughters early on when they were about your age, and said, look, you got to put some money away, because if you do it now when you're younger, compound interest happens and you start saving up. So, you know, it's never too early to learn financial literacy and get involved in saving some money, putting a few pennies away with each paycheck, and having a long-term goal as to where you want to end up. Because, you know, like the old Zen Buddhist joke, guy sees a Zen Buddhist guy, he's an archer, you know, they always like to do archery, those Zen guys, for some reason. And he sees a target down there about 100 yards down the range, and there's a fish on it, fish tacked to it. So the guy talks to his Zen Buddhist monk friend, he goes, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm practicing archery. He goes, well, I can see that, but what are you trying to do? I'm going to hit the eye of the fish. He goes, that's crazy. He says, that's so far away, how can you even see it? He goes, pulls back the bow, pew, zang, right into the eye of the fish. They walk up to the target and goes, how did you hit the eye of the fish? How did you do that? And the Zen Buddhist guy says, well, I just didn't see anything at all except the eye of the fish. So when you have a goal and a target, then it's very easy to see the path to get to that target. So you're absolutely right. You got to have a plan, and then you can execute the plan. Now, also, you're saying that...
networking.
And mental health is a problem. What have you experienced with amongst your peers that seems to be the biggest problem in that avenue?
The biggest problem? Violence and drug abuse.
Drug abuse.
And violence. This is excellent. Excellent.
Is it like...
boots on the ground. Like, he's there.
Is it just people smoking pot? Is it the fentanyl crisis? Is it like, what is it? Like, what are people doing out there? I don't even know. I'm too old.
Right. It's a problem out here with the fentanyl crisis.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
I don't know if a lot of people are up on that, but yeah, that's definitely a problem. A lot of people do lean on that. And as we all know, weed is like a transitional drug. You smoke that, then people start doing other things.
So
you got violence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People get aggressive when they're in bad predicaments, more aggressive than they are usually. And, you know, when people don't get help, they lean on certain things. They want to be out where it's dangerous and, you know, it's not good.
Yeah, when I was at the hospital when for seeing your mom, Dr. Rooker, the male nurse was telling me, fentanyl being a sort of a morphine substitute, what it does is it suppresses the back part of your brain that regulates breathing. So when people overdose on fentanyl, the brain stops telling the lungs to breathe. So he was saying, yeah, you can see somebody lying on the street and they look okay. They look like they're just asleep. But the fentanyl overdose is really stops you from breathing.
Wow.
So that's the, you know, the real danger of that. And I don't even know. And the other thing is like where they cut it with other drugs, get cut with that. And then you go out there, you buy something from you think is a reputable guy, and then they end up dying from it because you don't know what things are being cut with these days.
Yeah, the legalization of marijuana didn't help anybody either. You know, like making it, I mean, I think that that small amount of idea that, well, it's illegal, you know, I think kept some kids from experimenting with something that could be a slippery slope to go. And I know that there are benefits and they can help some people in medical, this, but for the risks versus the benefits, in my mind, I feel like especially for transitional age youth where their brains are not fully developed, they are not, and our society doesn't have the structures to and the safeguards to make sure that they are safe if they do fall off the
Well, there's no education that happened with that, with legalization. I mean, if you were in the mix, and here in the Bay Area, it was very easy to be in with the crowd that knew all about the ins and outs of marijuana and marijuana production, and there was all these different conferences about THC and cannabinoids, and my God, there was one conference where they had identified like 96 different cannabinoids that targeted different parts of the body and the medicinal purposes, and it's going to be wonderful. But that was really just concentrated with a small group of those who were into that, whether through manufacturing or trying to start a business, but it wasn't popularly known.
And they're networked.
Yeah.
They're connected.
They're connected.
And which is these kids are not.
Yeah, so when all of a sudden it's like, okay, you can go to the pot store now. There was no education behind it. There was no like, well, all right, I can go, let's go to the pot store now, but what are you using it for? Is there, you know, a direct medicinal reason for it? You know, if you're a cancer patient, okay, fine. But otherwise, there was no education that came along with it. So that was the problem. Everybody just got thrown into the deep end of the pool. And when you were mentioning that a lot of drug use causes or is a contributor to violence, what I've noticed over the years, what I still call the angry hippie syndrome. You know, you figure like when I was first coming out here and meeting some of the old hippies from the hate and that, you thought, oh man, be all peace and love, man. A lot of them were just downright angry and bitter. And I'm like, what's going on here? Because if you get chronic and you smoke enough pot and you're there every day, it turns you into an old crank, you know? It makes you very grumbly and angry and selfish. So you combine that with other drugs that are tripping you out. Yeah, of course, you're just zonked half the time. You don't even know what's going on. Somebody says, hey, man, how's it going? What? What do you mean, how's it going? It's like, oh, brother. You know, that's when all the trouble starts. So, you know, staying away from all that. I mean, it's like alcohol, too. You can go to any store and buy a beer. Oh, but if you go too far, you know, that'll screw you up, too. Make you either lazy or get in the fights as well. So everything in moderation, be educated on what you're doing to your body, and that goes over to some of the other stuff that Vallejo Project is doing, the wellness.
Oh, yeah.
Championed by, may she rest in peace now, Dr. Rooker, who championed wellness as a pathway to success, keeping mind and body together. So
one of the biggest pathways, I think, is that what's missing often is a sense of accountability and a sense of partnership, that we don't have someone holding us accountable to say, hey, did you eat your fruits and vegetables? Did you drink enough water today? And how do we partner up? And that's the gap that we're, you know, trying to fill in. That pathway is really matching people up, to, especially in the transitional age youth sector, to have a priority to want to feel sober. It's like there's a reason to choose sobriety. There's a reason to choose eating well. There's a reason to choose exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, that there's a community and a network of people who are trying to live well, eat to live. And were you going to say something? Oh, no. Yeah, I thought it looked like you were about to say something that a few minutes ago.
So what, as a member of the youth community, so to speak, what kind of stuff have you been doing to get the word out?
Get the word out. I've been a part of different communities. I was a part of this one community called Environmental Heroes, where we are. Can the mic hear me? Yeah, I was part of this community called Environmental Heroes, where we would help the kids be aware of, you know, not littering and cleaning up after themselves and whatever. Mm-hmm. And we had projects for the kids. We opened Booth downtown.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was doing that. And then also part of Vallejo Projects. We strongly urge people to be a part of this workforce development board, where basically they're teaching youth how to be a part of the union. They're training you how to do that or whatever. And that's the program that I actually was trying to get into. But you see, they keep postponing it because there's not too many people participating in the program. But if we had enough people, then they would stop postponing it. Like, it was supposed to start a month ago, I think.
Yeah, and now it's pushed back to April. But if you are interested, if you're 18 to 24 and you're interested in having a career in construction and labor, reach out to Nell Sweet at Workforce Development, and she can definitely get you onboarded for the April for the April cohort. So
nice.
That's very, very exciting. I think the exciting thing with Vallejo Project and our carpentry pathway is that we've been able to do some practical building. Mm-hmm. Actually put up a chicken coop and build raised garden beds and distribute them in South Vallejo, and a variety of different building projects where people get practical experience while working alongside professional licensed contractors. So we're really excited about continuing that work. And go ahead, Jalen.
Yeah, so they do direct placement opportunities, trades, concrete pouring techniques, construction fundamentals, HAZWOPER, for industry certifications. And it's only a six week no cost training. So it's a perfect opportunity for the youth.
Nice.
People got to hop on the opportunity, really.
That's true.
Thank you, Jalen. That's right awesome. Away. Shout out.
Right on, yeah. And your last comment there was so true. You got to hop on an opportunity when it presents itself. You can't just wait around and hope it's going to last forever. When it's happening, you got to jump on it. And that's really what it's all about, is giving young people the tools for success. You know, it's all well and good to talk about it, but you had to give them the actual tools. I mean, physical tools like a hammer and a tool belt, but also the skills and the mental tools as well, in order to have them achieve and do good things. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, right? And hammer in the evening, all over this world.
All over this land. Ooh. Oh, you're not God's, you're one of mine. And the crow flies over the white oak tree. Oh, what is higher than the tree? Sing 99 and 90. And what is deeper than the sea? And the crow flies over the white oak tree.
Oh, heaven is higher than a tree. Sang 99 and 90. And love is deeper than the sea. And the crow flies over the white oak tree.
Oh, what is whiter than the milk? Sing 99 and 90. And what is softer than the silk? And the crow flies over the white oak tree.
Oh, snow is whiter than the milk. Sing 99 and 90. And down is softer than the silk. And the crow flies over the white oak tree.
Oh, what is louder than the horn? Sing 99 and 90. And what is sharper than the thorn? And the crow flies over the white oak tree.
Oh, thunder's louder than the horn. Sing 99 and 90. And hunger's sharper than the thorn. And the crow flies over the white oak tree.
Oh, what is heavier than the lead? Sing 99 and 90. And what is better than the bread? And the crow flies over the white oak tree.
Oh, grief is heavier than the lead. Sing 99 and 90. God's blessing's better than the bread. And the crow flies over the white oak tree.
Now you have answered my questions nine. Sing 99 and 90. Oh, you are God's, you're none of mine. And the crow flies over the white oak tree.
Well, I was hoping that was going to be a little more of a rousing American Revolutionary song. It's a little bit mellow, but that's okay. Why not? It's all about the revolution.
I love it. That was, I mean, I love all of the, you know, hippie kind of folk songs, the people power that we can embrace our own ability to figure this out and, mm-hmm. and not to underestimate, you know, who we are and what we can do with the power of hope and ingenuity and effort.
Well, it's always that, you know, the traditional way of talking was good old American ingenuity, you know, do it yourself, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And that's really what you know, being an American revolutionary person is really about. You know, that's when they said, you know what, we're not going to take orders from the British Crown anymore. We're completely miles away. What do we have to pay our tithing to this jerk over there who's the king? We're going to do it on our own. But that also meant they had to do it on their own. You know, no more coddling from the British Crown or having, you know, help from them. They're like, fine, you're on your own now. Best of luck. And in the same time, all those years, if you're a student of American history, you know, the British kept trying to retake the colonies. I mean, the War of 1812, even during the Civil War, they I think it was like French troops down in Mexico and British troops up in Canada just waiting for us to kick the crap out of each other so they could just move right in and take over again. So, you know, even when you're on your own, there's still forces trying to pull you down. And that's really what we're trying to help not only our youth here in Vallejo, but environs whereof. Don't let the outside forces drag you down because they're always trying to trip you up for their own purposes. You got to be strong and have your own fortitude within. And that's really what the training's all
that's
about,
right.
Is self-responsibility, because without that, you're just going to flounder. You know?
And I love that Jalen said you have to come with a plan, because I think, as you know, we've gone through maybe five cohorts now, and you know, some of our first ones, we were noticing that there were kids who just wanted to smoke weed and just enjoy each other's company, like this is a party or something like that. And that's not the kind of youth that we're looking for. We're looking for a youth who's hungry, who's desperate and looking for an opportunity, who wants community and wants to move in a pack with that has somewhat of an internal locus of control. And even if they're not there yet, but they want to get there, those are the kind of youth that we're looking for. And so I think that was really well said, Jalen. That did you want to share more about the opportunity with workforce development?
Yeah, definitely. Indefinitely. So again, it's the workforce development. It's the workforce development board, and it's quite simple to register. Actually, all you have to do is be between the ages 18 and 24, and read, speak, and write basic English. Pass the drug test. You have to be authorized to work in the U.S. and have a valid driver's license. Pretty much, well, a valid driver's license is preferred, but you don't have to have a valid driver's license. But it was originally supposed to start February 12th. It's been postponing a lot, and not a lot of people are signing up. To register, you contact Ms. Nell Sweet Davis at 707-863-3579. Again, it is 707-863-3579. And the training, it's going to be held at Vallejo Adult School at 436 Dale Sir Street, Vallejo, California, 94591.
There you go. And say again, like, where can people go? Is there a notification on there on the internet to sign up for this?
Well,
I think they have to sign up through Nell Sweet, through Workforce Development. She runs the WIOA program. Mm-hmm. And I believe that in order to kind of get vetted and to get signed up, she kind of walks people through that process independently. So there's not really an independent way to sign up other than calling. And I think that has been one of the challenges with being able to get as many people signed up, because when you have one point of, I know we struggled with that with the organization too. Single point of failure. There's one person in charge of so many things, then that person gets sick, that person's not available, if that person doesn't answer the phone, nobody can get through to sign up to actually get connected. Yeah. But.
Well, you can also see it as a test of perseverance. If you're really interested,
you're going
to make more than one phone call and give up.
That's right.
You're going to make multiple phone calls and try and make it happen.
That's a good point.
Because that's what you got to do, you know. Thomas Edison made probably, I think the estimate was 7,000 to 8,000 different light bulbs before he hit upon the one that worked. If he gave up on the first one, we'd all be sitting in the dark. So, you know, it's all about, my father used to say, persistence and determination equals success. And speaking of persistence, would someone out there like to persistently call the station? You can win a Vallejo
calendar.
In fact, here's the number right now, 707-652-5775. 707-652-5775. Give a call to your local community station here and win a calendar, and tell us all about the calendar.
This calendar is just so beautiful. It was organized through a guy who is a local, who's new to our community. He's a New York Times editor and producer.
Wow.
And we've been doing this for like three, four years now.
Yeah.
And this one is really special because not only do we have art from Orobosa Olotu, but he wrote a wonderful little historical piece underneath each of the images. And we have not only Vallejo Project activities like our free tutoring and music and yoga classes, but we also have information about all of the public meetings,
yes,
like board meetings at GVRD and VCUSD and City Council, so that people can encourage people to engage. There's also information about Peace and Nayu and all different cultural celebrations in our community. So, and not only does it celebrate the rich history and cultural diversity of Vallejo, but also on the back, there's an opportunity to win a local artifact and even $100.
Wow.
Monthly, it's like people.
A local artifact.
I know. So
like an old anchor or something.
Usually, a piece of art by one of the art by a local artist.
There we go.
Local art.
Supporting local art. That's what we like.
So yeah, please check them out. I think Alibi Bookstore has a couple more calendars. It's still early in the year.
Alibi Bookstore right downtown there on Marin Street.
Local gym. And you can also find us from time to time, at least once a month, at the Farmers Market in front of Brickmania. And you can always give us a call if you want to support us by purchasing a calendar for $20. But if you call in to the radio station, you can get one for free.
That's right. Call in, save yourself $20 and possibly win a prize or an artifact. And you'll be supporting Vallejo Project simply by having one of these on your wall with local art and information on what's happening in Vallejo itself. In fact, let's take a quick look at what's happening even today. We've got free groceries at Faith Food Fridays right after this show from 11 to 2 down at 826 Solano Avenue. If you are in need of a bag of groceries, head on down. Or if you have time and the money to help support their fine cause at Faith Food Fridays, get yourself down there. They're always looking for volunteers. They're always looking for help. And if you need some groceries, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Get on down there. We all need a helping hand once in a while. Faith Food Fridays today. I know it's Tuesday. 826 Solano Avenue. You've seen the banner. Get on down there. We've got, speaking of how to participate in the community, as we were mentioning, it's City Council's regular meeting is tonight, 7 p.m. all the way to 11 p.m. City Council regular meeting at Vallejo City Hall, 555 Santa Clara Street in Vallejo. You can go there in person. It's your City Hall, right? I mean, we still have a bit of the Republic left. It's still your government. Get on down there. Show up in person. You have time to get up at the microphone and say your piece about whatever they're talking about. If you can't make it down there, it's on a Zoom. Zoom regular is the address. So just check out Google. Do your Google homework. City Council regular meeting for Vallejo. And there'll be a Zoom link so you can participate from the comfort of your own home. So there's no excuses there. Also, we've got Black History Month Tiny Art Show at Springstown Library on Thursday. A February book club at Alibi Bookshop. Speaking of Alibi Books, that's Thursday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Night Crawling by Leah Motley. So you have a actual author showing up there, possibly to do a book signing at Alibi Bookstore, 624 Marin Street. Lots going on there. And there's live music coming up this weekend. On Friday, you've got, oh my goodness, look at this. At our favorite place, Integrity, which is our Integrity, it's not so much a tea shop anymore, but it's more or less a community gathering place and place to hear music and fun. On Friday night at Integrity, it's goth night. Goth night? What's goth into you? The Reflection Goth Night in Integrity, 717 Marin Street, from 9 to midnight. I mean, how fun is that? So actual, real fun is happening right here in Vallejo. Community participation, that's what it's all about. We want you to communicate in the community and participate. And here's an activist who turned actor, who was a musician, came up from the mean streets, and shows you with perseverance and direction, you can go anywhere. Mr. Ice-T.
You done went crazy. You don't even know what time it is. Out here on the streets, you don't know what time it is. Man, you's a fool. Yo, homeboy, you a fool. You don't know what time it is out here messing up your mind. You know what I'm saying? This is Ice-T talking to you, boy. I'ma tell you what time it is. Yo, it's time for me to pump off the volume. No problem, the record's revolving. Evil's the mixer, I'm the rap trickster. Paparazzi's on the bum rush for pictures. Ice, cooling, yo, colder than ever. Punk executioner, he pull the lever. Rotate the wax, then cut and axe the tracks. Push up the levels till the red light's max. Don't try to size up, you better wise up to the rap criminals. We're on the rise up. We're selling until we succeeded. Dope beats and lyrics, no beepers needed for this deal. I'm the big wheel. I'm selling you, don't smoke your feel. Out on the dance floor, on my world tour. I'm selling up in each and every record store. I'm the kingpin when the wax spins. A smack or take you to a show in. You don't need it, just throw that stuff away. You wanna get it, let the record play.
Oh man, I like this beer, man. It's feeling alright, boy. What'd you say your name was, man?
I'm your mama, I'm loving this. This is coming out your speakers. Bass through the bottoms, highs through the tweeters. But this bass, you don't need a pipe. Just a tempo to keep you hype. Grooving like I see you doing. So stupid crew, we just ruin your natural high. Why, that ain't fly. And anyone who says it is, lies. Move like I knew you would, like I knew you could. And if you ain't cracked out, then I know you should be able to give me a clap to match exact with the tracker. Since I know you ain't, I expect that. Oh, now this jam is lit. It's like the ultimate. People but still physically fit. I make $1 million, pack my dough in trucks from selling dope beat, dope rhymes, dope cuts. I'll be the biggest dealer in history, cause all the fly will be that. Boil, evilly rock it up. You want in? I don't think you got enough. Last suckers cross, syndicate shot them up. Cops found them in the lake, bottom up. I don't play when it comes to my. I check my lyrics close, like with a microscope. I don't clean them up with no Ivory soap. I leave them hard and pure, hope that you can cope. Cause you might if you overdrive. This record tape a CD because the sound I created on this wax is like a chemical. And the knowledge I give makes me invincible.
Oh, Mr. Man, I'm loving you, man. You got it going on, man. What else you got?
I got some of that Kumo D.
Oh, yeah, man. I want some of that, man.
Got some Dougie Fresh.
Oh, give me an ounce of that, man. I want that all night long.
Got some Derek B and Rakim.
Oh, that is some real deal right there.
Got some of that LL Cool J.
Nah, man. I don't want none of that, man. You keep that, man.
Got some Boogie Down Productions, KRS-One.
Oh, now you're talking, man. Come on.
Public Enemy.
Yeah, don't stop, don't stop.
Biz Markie.
Make the music
I'm
with
your mama.
Just don't know what to do, because my breaks through. No matter what they do, my stuff gets to you. Kicking on the boulevard, my tempo's hyped and hard. I don't ask, the ice just Bogart. Sire Records puts me out with Warner Brothers clout. My dude hits the street with no doubt. Evilly adds the cut, then removes it. Is checks for purity, and then approves it. And then you get it, try it, and like it. And if it ain't potent, we remix it and spike it to bring it to pure. Not a noose in the rope, cause if you're doing, you're on death row. You're just a toy punk, then mess with that junk. You want some real, come look in my trunk. Selling is life, 100% legit. So get real, fool, and try some real hit.
Word up, my brother, you got me as a kite. I feel good tonight. Ice-T, man, you all right.
Intimidable, the indomitable, the unstoppable Ice-T. I'm your pusher. But what we're pushing right here, that's more of a diss on the pushers, that song. And what we're pushing here is positivity.
Community.
We're pushing community. We're pushing opportunity. That's the kind of stuff we're pushing here on Vallejo Project right here on 89.5 FM, KZCT, OzCat Radio. And where can you find OzCat Radio? Well, you're listening to it right here on the terrestrial live radio station. And OzCat Radio is broadcast all around the Northern Bay Area, Vallejo, Susan City, American Canyon, Benicia, Napa, all over the place, including on interwebs. If you go to OzCatRadio.com, spelt the way it sounds, you can tap into all sorts of different streaming services that carry OzCat, and you can carry OzCat around with you on your magic box all day long and do so. We appreciate that. And also, if you want to hear some archived versions of the DJ Human Show here on Vallejo Project, go to your favorite podcasting platform and you can find all of our past shows archived for your listening pleasure. And back to the revolution. So we were just talking off the air there about favorite type of music, and classic rock is always a good one. There was a lot of revolution going on there all at the same time in the 70s in all sorts of different music, and even some gospel music can be considered revolutionary of the messages that it brought in. So that's very interesting.
Absolutely, change your heart, mind, and soul.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go. So what, any more information from Vallejo Project that you wish
to
partake?
Well, this Friday, we're having our community dinner, 6 p.m., first Friday of the month. Daily, you can stop by the Unity Garden in the parking lot of 2160 Sacramento Street from 12 to 2. Reach out to Benny to engage any more with that.
Daily, did you say?
Daily.
Really?
Daily. He's there from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Wow. So we have a person running the Unity Garden, at 2160 Sacramento, every day.
Every day, 12 to 2.
12 to 2.
Stop by, feed the chickens, do some watering, do some weeding, turn the compost. It's all kinds of support needed. It's a great way to get some vitamin D, get out there in the sunshine, and participate in community beautification and development. There's still our tutoring. Mm-hmm. At the library on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3:30 to 5:30. Lots of young people enjoy being there with other ages, people from elite, people from Caliber, people from various
local. These are all schools.
Mm-hmm. And Lincoln all come together and enjoy some pizza, enjoy some. Sometimes they're just working
so
out.
So you're telling me if I come down there for the tutoring later today, there's pizza.
Absolutely.
Well, now you got me hooked. All right.
Yeah, it's a really fun time.
So where is that at the JFK Library?
JFK Library, the programs room, straight back as soon as you enter the double doors. You'll see the children's reading library kind of to your right, and then right past that is where we are, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then the third Wednesday of every month, we have that career exploration where people come and talk about their career. That's also at the library. The library's been a really amazing partner with us.
Great.
And,
great. So at the JFK Library, you've got a career night?
Yes. That's a career from four to six, but right, yeah. It's on the third Wednesday of every month.
Third Wednesday of every month.
Yeah.
Okay, so good. Is that in the calendar?
That one is not in the calendar because that's a new development. So that one's not in the calendar.
So that's why you need a calendar so you can write it down in the calendar.
Right.
So remember, you get the Alibi Bookstore right downtown here on Marin Street and pick up your Vallejo Project 2024 calendar. Or you can call in today and win one and find out everything that's going on with Vallejo Project and the community. Also write in new stuff so you can keep on top of it. And hey, you might even win a prize. Very good, very good. And our youth leader who's with us today was talking about he's working with some music artists lately, right? You say you were writing some music for people?
I've wrote music for some people, but not as of recently. Uh-huh. I've been focused on what I'm needing to focus on.
Great.
So
very cool.
Wow, you've written music. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean,
so talented.
I mean, it really matters that music has always been a great projector of the times and of community and of what you can do. And, you know, it's kind of a reflection on the locale that you live in as well. In fact, a while back on my own record label called Real Pop Records, we had a hip hop artist named Hemlock. And he was from San Francisco Bay Area, and he came up with some tunes that we produced back in the day. And this one just happened to be about cruising around as a young man in the Bay Area. So let's check out Hemlock, Riding Sidin'.
Hysterical with character, not too tame, but very flavorful. Bursting verbs, what of the thirsty herds and the masses? Making hits like crashes, burn your papers into ashes. While you dig through the trash, it's plain to see, but hard to be lyrically correct. Some MCs are inept and they need respect. Still grab that mic, nothing comes out right. Try and try, they might step on stage with fright. It's not alright, so how'd you like to spend? A Bay Area night, a Bay Area night, a Bay Area night. Cause we ride inside, whipping, dipping 24/7. The Pope is always tripping, cause we ride inside, whipping, dipping 24/7. You know they're always tripping. Cause Bay Area night. nights, no rumbling of fights, just hyper blue lights shining and grinding, lost visions, avoid collisions, rapping with true precision, lyrical thoughts and dispositions. Everyone's wishing for something to get into, parking lot pimping, let me get my pencil, spray can and stencil, get to busting creative linguals, looking through the windows, can't see shit through dark tint, almost looking for some info, none from me, you see, give me some room to breathe, all I got is a dime of trees, drop to your knees, no please, just do it. Cause we ride inside and whip and dip and 24/7. You know they're always tripping. Cause we ride inside and whip and dip and 24/7. The Pope was always tripping. Cause we ride inside and whip and dip and 24/7. The Pope was always tripping. They're always tripping. They're always tripping. In the bay when we ride, 20-inch Dayton's on each side, smoking on something high every day and every night. We ain't got to fight, fight. Cause you know it ain't right. But tonight, trust me, it's gangster's delight. On the back of me, all I feel is red lights. No book for insight to this game.
Ride and slide, whip and dip and 24/7. Ride and slide, whip and dip and 24/7. Ride and slide, whip and dip and 24/7.
It goes a one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, Hemlock, straight bust that rhyme. One for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, Hemlock, just bust that. Cause we ride inside, whipping, dipping, 24/7. The Pope was always tripping, cause we ride inside. Cause we ride inside. Cause we ride inside,
whipping, dipping, 24/7.
You know they're always
ride inside.
Hysterical with character, not too tame, but very flavorful. Bursting furs, what if a thirsty earth? And the masses making hits like crashes, burn your paper into ashes. While you dig through the trash, it's plain to see, but hard to be lyrically correct. Some MCs are inept and they need respect, but they still grabbing the mic. Nothing comes out right, try and try, they might step on stage with fright. Now it's gangsta's delight, it's not alright. So how'd you like to spend a Bay Area night? Cause we
ride inside, whipping, dipping, 24/7.
You know they're always tripping, cause we
ride inside, whipping, dipping, 24/7.
The Pope was always tripping, cause we
ride inside, whipping, dipping, 24/7.
The Pope was always tripping, they're always tripping, they're always tripping,
24/7.
Cause we ride inside, whipping, dipping, 24/7. The Pope was always tripping, they're always tripping,
whipping, dipping, 24/7.
It goes a one for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, Hammer, straight bust that rhyme. One for the trouble, two for the time. Come on, Hammer, just bust that.
Ride and slide, whipping, dipping, 24/7. Ride and slide, whipping, dipping, 24/7.
Don't go to tip.
Ride and slide, whipping, dipping, 24/7.
You know they're always doing this.
Ride and slide, whipping, dipping, 24/7.
The Pope was always tripping because we ride inside,
whipping, dipping,
ride inside,
whipping, dipping, whipping,
then we slide. Yeah.
right. We're taking it to the streets. Taking it to the streets. Fabulous Doobie Brothers. And they're from Santa Cruz. Another local success story right there. Doobie Brothers taking it to the streets. And, of course, Hemlock from his debut album, Hemlock, self-titled, Riding Sidin'.
I'm so impressed that you had your own record label. You are a man of many talents, from filmmaking to DJ to record label to, I mean, it's really, there's no end to what you could do.
There's no end. You put your mind to it, you can have a multi-faceted career over the years. And that should be inspiration to our young people.
That's right.
Because you can start on a path and it'll take you somewhere and you never know who you're going to meet and where that'll lead. Next thing you know, you're running the record label. Next thing you know, you're building a house. Next thing you know, you're standing before city council as perhaps the mayor himself.
Yes, sir.
There you go. So a lot of that's what we hope to do with Vallejo Project, is inspire strong young men like yourself to live out their dreams and also be a useful part of the community.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Indeed, indeed. So what are your most immediate plans, young man?
Well, at first I wanted to get into this program I spoke about, right?
But, uh-huh.
You know, things have changed. I'm getting mentored on how to do welding. So I'm going to be...
Welding?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty... That's what I like to do. So I'm going to be getting taught how to do that for about like 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I'll be eligible to pretty much do a TIG stick or a WIG. By that time, and then so I'll be doing that. I'm working just like everybody else.
Cool. So you've definitely got a path. You're going to like a welder's apprentice program, is that it?
No, actually I have a person that's gonna help me like do it. Like,
nice.
I got an actual mentor.
Oh, great.
It's beautiful.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. No school like old school, having the being in a sort of a one-on-one apprenticeship with somebody, which is very traditional. That's the way it used to be back in the day. You know, you learn from either a father or a uncle or a relative who was in a certain business, and you learn the trade and then get dovetailed into it. I know a lot of guys back in New York who were in the marble trade, putting marble up on skyscrapers, and they, you know, followed an uncle or a father into that. Union carpentry, plumbing. My dad had several subcontractors when we were building houses back in the day, who the electrician would show up with his son. We were all young kids, so we'd all be dragged to the job site on the weekend. So, you know, pick up that and clean up the house and that, but we also were learning, you know, trim, carpentry, drywall, electricity, respect of electricity, you know, don't touch that, you know, and plumbing. The plumbers would come in. And the masons, oh my God. We had these literally hillbilly masons would come in. It was the father, who was kind of short and squat, big belly, and his two big-bellied sons would show up. But, you know, they'd build the forms, you know, and then, you know, mixing the concrete. And they'd say, oh, you got to come by the house sometime, see the pigs. I'm like, what? Really? No kidding. But once again, you know, they're characters, but teaching the sons the trade. There was one guy, TNT excavating. It was Tony and Tony. Big Tony and Little Tony. And Big Tony was typical kind of Italian-American guy from Rockland County. Had a couple of backhoes. My dad would use them to come and, you know, dig up foundations and that. But his son, now this is the 70s, his son was like a hippie biker. So I'd be at the job site, and you know, my dad said, "Yeah, well, young Tony's coming to run the backhoe. You got to stay and help move some rocks." I'm like, "All right, Dad." So, you know, elder Tony would have already dropped the backhoe off and it'd be sitting there, and here comes young Tony, blah, 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 coming up on an old school 70s chopper with long hair, has vest, you know, mustache. He looked like Frank Zappa or something. He come off, you know, "Hey, man. Hey, Tony. Hey, man. Hey, you know, I'm going to the show. Yeah, I'm going to go see, you know, Ted Nugent. Oh, cool, man." Yeah. Getting that backhoe, though, it was no nonsense. He knew how to run that backhoe. He could cut a ditch, like, perfectly, you know, and 3, 4, 5 foot deep, just level. I mean, just eyeballing it on the back of a backhoe with the bucket, you know. So, I mean, you can't judge a book by the cover, but also, you know, he learned his skill set from his dad, from hanging around and then being a young kid, you know, back in my day, that, you know, you get behind and, you know, get, oh, 11, 12, yeah, get on the backhoe, see what you can do. Yeah. So he learned from an early age how to run that machine. So he was really good. So mentorship, whether it's, you know, if it's your friend who's teaching you welding, that's great. And in fact, one thing you might want to make note of is right down the street here, right in front of the library, as a matter of fact, are those sculptures. And that was a team of female welders that were famous in Burning Man called the Flaming Lotus Girls. And they would weld and create artwork that they would take out to the playa. And that construction down there, that sculpture, actually what they did was they hooked it up to the same type of tanks that you use for acetylene torches and that, and run gas through it. And then the flames would come out each of those flowers. So they would run that at Burning Man. So, I mean, there's a lot of welding history that's attached to Burning Man in the Bay Area as well. As well as just looking at the construction of the bridges here. There was a lot of work when they refurbished the Bay Bridge and tore down the old one. So there was a lot of union work with that. And with all the new construction happening, welding is a skill to have, and you will be in demand because your peers that are, you know, we need coders and we need, you know, people to do that for sure. But, you know, having an actual technical hands-on skill set is going to make you even more desirable in the job market than somebody is, well, I know Java. Yeah, you and every other kid in the block, but who knows welding? You know, and that's good paid job. In the union, you get health care, and you get a 401k. So the minute you start working with a union job, they start putting money away for you. And it's really great. I mean, I know personally a lot of guys that are in the AV unions in town, stagecraft unions and that. And they've done well over the years and had the bandwidth to be able to do the creative projects. A lot of guys that were in my original Sons of Alien Technology band, we were all AV technicians, you know, and a lot of those guys went on to go into Local 16 and still were in bands and still were doing creative projects at the same time. So you could be welding, working a great welding job, maybe welding something together for your artistic purposes and, you know, being a real stand-up member of the community. So good for you.
Yes, sir.
And wish you the best on that.
Thank you.
And speaking of more community, anything else in Vallejo Project that the kids out there should know about in Radioland?
Well, we have a new intern from Touro University, a public health intern. And so she's going to be working over spring break with some students from Vallejo High School, working on building some logic models, working on building some surveys and doing outreach to try and get more information about how we can encourage young people to really prioritize healthy living and making good choices and being kind of leaders in their community. And so if you're interested in participating in that survey development, please reach out 707-534-8189. She is at our office in the mornings, 9 to 3, at 1055 Azure, Mare Island, if you haven't been to our physical headquarters. And then she'll be at the library with us in the afternoons. Her name is Judy Rose. We're really excited to be working with her. We're also getting 30 new interns from UC Berkeley.
Wow.
So, yeah, end of the week. So they're going to help us work on a new health-focused comic book.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so hopefully that'll feature Dr. Rucker and
nice.
And also a children's book as well. So that is the you know, one of their focuses for that. So we're really excited about that. If you're interested in collaborating, again, please reach out via the website or send a text to 707-534-8189. and we will definitely put you on one of our teams.
Nice, nice. So there's a real great way to participate in the community through the programming that Vallejo Project is doing, and be artistic, be creative, you know, also administrative needs, and contributing with your talents that you bring to the table. And Vallejo Project does give that opportunity for leaders of all ages and stripes here in Vallejo to be a mentor or contribute to the programs that we're doing, which eventually contribute as a whole to the community itself. So that's really great. That's really terrific. And it's always appreciated in many, many ways that people don't realize. You know, you don't always get a pat on the back for the work that you do for the community, but you eventually see its results. And I think we've seen a lot of results with the Vallejo Project. We often mention a lot of our youth leaders have gone on to bigger and better things. They came sort of sweet swampy, not really sure what they were going to do with their lives. Maybe some mental health issues, maybe some drug issues that, you know, thank God weren't so bad. But then through Vallejo Project and through a little community
effort. Serving the community and networking and mentorship.
We've had some very interesting success stories like
Sydney Allen, who's been doing really wonderful stuff as the very first Tri-City Vallejo, Miss Vallejo and Tri-City. And Aaron Kim, who's gone on to UC Berkeley and left his legacy with Thomas Silva at the Unity Garden of a food forest that is sustainable and that is available to the community daily, 12 to 2 p.m. At 21 in the parking lot of 2160 Sacramento Street. There have been countless others like Jadon Ranieri.
Who's
doing amazing things, having his own band, who's been supporting himself by teaching in our VCUSD after-school programming efforts. As did Aaron and Sydney as well. Just so many young people who have found support, housing, community, more than anything, community through our organization. But Ian Tavares and countless others. There are still about 26 young people that are associated with our program right now, volunteering, working in music and arts and various areas of community service and making Vallejo a better place and changing the culture of our town to be a place that cares about people, to be a place that is invested in sustainability. So it's been a beautiful.
There it is. There it is. We're expecting big things from you, young man.
That's it.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, I think it's time for a little celebration. And speaking of Sons of Alien Technology, we had a great little song that celebrates just, in fact, it was a celebration because a friend of ours, when before we wrote the song, said, you know, you've got all these great political songs and stuff about society and that, but, you know, some of the most popular songs are songs about nothing. And so we wrote what we thought was going to be a song about nothing, but turned out to be a song about something. It's How to Spread That Love Light.
The way it works, way up there.
Yes, those Sons of Alien Technology having a party. Right there, Love Light from The Television Will Not Be Revolutionized. Indeed. And that was actually turned out to be a story about the old parties we used to have down on 9th Street and Folsom, down at the old Anon Salon. Everybody go up to the roof. We used to go up to the roof and party up there, as well as in all of the great little rooms they had there for artists. A lot of Burning Man artists started out there in Anon Salon back in the 90s. So we're expecting big things from all you artists and creative people out there in Vallejo to carry on that legacy. In fact, one of the prizes we're giving away today is The Television Will Not Be Revolutionized on a CD. You remember what those are, don't you? Yes, get your very own Sons of Alien Technology CD, either Television Will Not Be Revolutionized or our first album, Songs from the Hot Zone, right here on 89.5 FM KZCT at the bottom of the hour here, 9:30. OzCatRadio.com, spelt the way it sounds, is still an opportunity to call in and win some fabulous prizes. 707-652-5775. You can call in and win a Vallejo Project calendar or a package of CDs from Sons of Alien Technology. But let's keep the fun happening and let's get into a little Disco Inferno.
Burn, baby, burn!
Houston Disco Inferno. That's right. We're burning it down here on OzCat Radio 89.5 FM KZCT with Vallejo Project. And we've been talking about all the different great stuff that's been happening here in Vallejo, the great music, great opportunities to participate in the community, and different programming that we've done with Vallejo Project over the years. We've done a lot of great things, especially when we were at the old Hub space.
That was great.
Yeah, we had a we had our art
gallery.
Art gallery going on there. We had live music. We had a great time when we did the Christmas
event. Yeah, that was fun.
And this past Christmas, we had a great event, too, where we fed
500 folks.
500
that
people.
That was really incredible. The gumbo feed and Christmas bazaar. So kids came out, decorated trees, made art, made presents, and had food. There was a big ball that they like got to roll around in the grass.
Right. A big inflatable ball.
And fun music and live music dance. Yeah, by Ariel.
Yeah, we had a live band there.
It was really amazing. It was so much fun. And that was sponsored by Klein Financial, and GVRD also gave us a small discount on the rental, which was amazing. And just really... It was a really positive thing. Look forward to doing that again this year.
Yeah, I think what's great about things like artvallejo.org and other and Vallejo Project, this very radio show, is telling people about all the stuff that is happening in the community, because you don't really realize you're going about your day-to-day business, you're going to work, you're trying to get the kids to school, whatever, and you don't really know what's happening. I mean, you know, Facebook, all right, but it's very insular. Facebook is usually whoever, you see what your friends are doing, you see a picture from mom, the kids, but it's no real broadcast announcement of stuff, and that's really been the sort of inverse effect of social media, where you just get into your little column and your little feed of people that you know, or your one or two interests, and then all this other stuff is happening around you. You don't even know it.
That's so true.
So that's why it's very important for you listeners out there to tap into the community, either by going to vallejoproject.org or artvallejo.org. That's a great resource, spelt the way it sounds. And you can find out all sorts of stuff that's happening here in Vallejo and environs, including, hey, did you know there's going to be a roller derby? I mean, for some of us of a certain culture here, we know all about roller derby, getting the big girls out there, knocking each other around on the roller rink. There?
You know something about roller derbies, roller skates? You never went roller skating as a kid?
No, it sounds hilarious, though.
So this is roller derby quadruple header at McCormick Hall, Solano County Fairgrounds, 900 Fairgrounds Drive, Vallejo. Oh, my God. If you do do a little Google research on roller derby, you know that in like the in the 50s and 60s, it was really great. You had a banked track and gals in roller skates, and the whole idea was to body check each other and I guess win the the more circles around the roller rink than the other team. And it was a big deal back in the day, and there were a lot of famous roller rinkers that were active when we were kids.
Hmm.
And it was a real kind of like hot rod culture kind of thing, and very cool. So, of course, during the 90s, when a lot of sort of like that cool culture, spelt with a K, came back in the Bay Area, one of the things that did come back was roller rink. And, in fact, the roller rink gals have been down here at Farmer's Market and Art Walk, either promoting a roller rink, roller derby up there at Solano, or recruiting people. In fact, they came to us when we were at the Hub and wanted to practice inside the Hub. So imagine, you'd have a bunch of gals rolling around roller skates, body checking each other, and now there's a Lego, a huge Lego. So imagine roller rink and Lego. That would be a disaster. I think there'd be Legos everywhere. But check out, there's all sorts of fun, crazy stuff going on there, of all sorts of different cultural stuff. Of course, the Farmer's Market coming up on Saturday, a great way to be part of the community. Vallejo Project is often out there with our table, soliciting either donations, hopefully, Come on, throw us a few shekels, kids. Or just showing what the programming that we're doing, recruiting young people, having young people out there talking about Vallejo Project and what they're doing. And it's a great place to have conversation. Because when you go down to a community event like Farmer's Market, all right, you're going down to get some pickles and see the honey lady and that. But also, you meet your friends, your neighbors. In fact, last year when I was personally down at Farmer's Market more often, I'd be running into people like Ravi Shankar, one of our local activists who was always down there, you know, shaking hands and...
Getting people to volunteer,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And some of the candidates that were running for city council at the time.
And this is another election year now, so everybody's out and about and putting up their shingles.
Yeah, so how are you going to get to meet, you know, your possible city council members that are going to coming up for election? Well, you go hang out at a farmer's market, and they're usually down there passing out pamphlets and getting a chance to talk to them face-to-face and finding out what they're all about. Which is, you know, really what the democracy in the real sense of it, not the big D, Democrats, but the little D, the actual democracy of voting for someone to represent you, seeing as this country still, hopefully, is a republic, is what it's supposed to be, where you have representation of what you want. You get to meet the very people who are going to represent you, talk to them and say, hey, what's your position? What are you going to do for us? You know, why are you doing this in the first place? You know, and they can say, well, you know, because of this thing, or I, you know, came up in the community. I want to help the community. Like there was the one guy who ran the community pothole.
Oh, pothole vigilante.
Pothole vigilante.
Yeah,
he was a DJ here.
Yeah, he still is, I think.
Yeah.
You're right. I think he's in LA, or I don't know. But I think he still has a spot on the...
Well, there's a way to be active in the community and almost like a real rebel, you know what I mean? Like in that movie Brazil, I think it was Robert De Niro played the part of the rebellious technician who would fly down on a zip rail and he lands and the guy, like his thermostat in the apartment wasn't working. So he comes in, you know, he goes in, takes his wrench, goes ch-ch-ch. Fixes it and goes, okay, I'm off, and gets on the zip line and disappears. Well, unfortunately, the two other characters who are actually represented this huge, vast, you know, apartment complex were like, how did that get fixed? He's like, well, I don't know how it got fixed. Of course, later on, next scene is you see the two characters and all these hazmat suits and everything. There's the kid guy's apartment's all torn up. But, you know, it's the activists who go out and fill the potholes. Because the city won't do it, so you got to take matters into your own hands. And showing that, you know, it's all about people power. People power. So get out there and meet your representatives, and maybe even you can be a representative. Because, I mean, you know, representatives on city council, they got to come from somewhere. And that's really local politics is where you can still make a difference. You can still come up from just the neighborhood and be part of it. You know, the barrier to get in is very low. Okay, you got to go out and get signatures, and you got to get a constituency together and get some people to help you, you know, and raise some money to put some signs on the lawn and that kind of stuff. But it's real grassroots, and, you know, the barrier is very low for getting into it. I mean, when Ravi was running for city council, he didn't put much money into it. I mean, he's always like, yeah, well, you know, I don't have money for posters or commercials, but he was out there shaking hands, knocking on doors, and he got, you know, he got 13% votes.
13% or something.
Yeah.
It was a significant.
I mean, 13% is nothing to shake a stick
at.
Not
at all.
So, I mean, when you have so many different candidates, you know, if it's 13%.
I'm not sure if I got that number right. It was either 13 or 31.
Let's call it 31.
Yeah.
But if you're just running against one person and it's, say, 13%, let's say, that's not a lot. But if it's five people, that's a significant amount. So grassroots effort is really what's about. And being part of the community. And then you can actually hear the voice of your neighbors and friends. And when you sit on the city council meeting, you say, hey, you know, I know there's some people here with special interests. There's always somebody that represents Mare Island Company. There's always somebody that represents downtown and, you know,
CCRC.
Local CCRC. There's also people that, you know, have a hand in local real estate, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, it's not the fit. That's the way it is, kids. But you can be the person that represents the community itself at large, homeowners, renters, people that work here, taxpayers, people that have to deal with the potholes. And you can say, hey, you know, this is all well and good. Development is great. It's great to have deep pockets. But, you know, when I get up in the morning, I want to go down to the Machetes for coffee. I don't want to fall into a hole and have my axle broken on my car, which is going to cost me money, you know, that the city ain't going to pay for my new axle. So, hey, you know, can you spend, you know, a couple hundred bucks and throw some dirt in that hole, please? So that's what it's really all about. So we're expecting young men like yourself to step up and, you know, be part of the community and be part of what's happening out there. So we're looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. All right. All right. So 9:45 on a fabulous Tuesday here on Vallejo Project Radio. So we've given you many different ways to participate. VallejoProject.org is one way to find out what's happening. Art Vallejo. .org is another way to find out what's happening in your community. And a lot of different community organizations happening here during the month, a lot of different activities. Art Walk is going to be coming up again, second Friday in March. It's going to be another big one. We had a great turnout last Art Walk, even though it was a little bit chilly outside. A lot of great stuff happening there. A lot of great independent artists, independent musicians. And, of course, Vallejo Project was out there letting you know all about the community. So participate. It's very easy to participate. And, once again, that is free. Art Walk is free. So if you're an artist and you want to set up a table, and whatever your art is, whether it's kinetic or sculpture or even music or static art, whatever you got, you just show up, you sign up, put your table out there. And another great way to, you know, try and sell your stuff, but also interact with the community. A lot of community interaction happens that night. You can go hang out at Leroy's place around the corner, the Art Retouch place. They always got a great jam session going on. Man. You can always head up to Integrity. There's always a jam session or music going on there. And, of course, every once in a while, there's some stuff happening at Empress that night you can check out. But it's a real great community hub, if you will.
What's the name of that spot down by down by Sacramento on Georgia Street? It's a collective of artists.
Yeah.
They've been usually on Art Walk having some music or
It's a great collective. In fact, I did the interview down there of that collective two shows ago when I did the live from Art Walk segment, and I'm gonna have to refresh myself on the name of that. Sorry, guys. But, yeah, it's a great little art collective,
really,
and a lot of local artists are in there. They each have their own booth in there.
Yeah.
And you can go in, usually Art Walk night, but also on the weekends, and you can see the artists by appointment only, and they can show you what they're doing. A lot of painting, acrylic work, sculpture work. There's a woman there that does, knitting. She does little caricatures and dolls and that. All sorts of real folk art, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big thing. So check that out as well. We'll get you that name shortly. And, you know, lots of stuff's happening here in Vallejo that we want you to participate in. So be sure to do that and check out what's happening. In fact, I was out soliciting my particular community last weekend. I got a call. Got a text message from my friend Danny from Reality Check TV, one of my cohorts and co-hosts, longtime co-host. He said, oh, get thee to the bottom of the hill, a nightclub that's been there in Petrero Hill for years, definitely even before I showed up in the 90s. And two of our favorite bands, the Hyperdrive Kittens and a band called Bite, were playing. And I said, oh, my God. It sounds like an old school Reality Check night because we've been covering these bands since the 90s. Good friends, and definitely a way to keep your culture going and keep the community going. Once again, another excuse to get together with friends and fiends, but also to talk about what the community is doing as well. So let's check out the kids from Bite. Goodness, Chelsea, what's the matter with you? Gonna die. And that is Chelsea Rose and her fabulous husband Keith with the magical, mystical tour of Bite. They ripped it up at Bottom of the Hill last weekend. And once again, now there's a great example of people that, you know, Keith, my good friend, her husband has a contracting day gig and very successful with that. Chelsea's working in the community as well. But all throughout the years, doing Bite, creating local music, local activist music. They have a lot of songs about the rental problems that were happening there in San Francisco, gentrification, a lot of political cuts. So, you know, you can be part of the community doing what needs to be done, working at the same time, and, you know, making it happen with a trade. So there you go. You can be a tradesman and a musician, all at the same time. So we want to thank you for being here on Vallejo Project, on the GGA Who Man Show. And do you have any sort of social media or anything where the folks out there can follow your progress in life?
Well, no, I'm not a social media guy, right? I'm not going to lie. My Instagram is deactivated. I activate it when it's time.
All right.
I'm in no rush to advertise anything on Instagram right now. So
there you go. There you go. He's going old school, keeping it low key until the time.
That's cool.
All right. Well, we appreciate everything you're doing with Vallejo Project and wish you the best of luck. And hey, you know, we'll be seeing you soon.
Yes, sir.
In Vallejo Project.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate you for having me.
All right. So, speaking of Vallejo Project, if you want to find out more about Vallejo Project, it's vallejoproject.org, spelt the way it sounds. And you can find out all the fabulous stuff that we're doing with Vallejo Project here in Vallejo and environs. Our schedule for our workshops are there. As we were saying before, we are looking for funding to get the carpentry program going. So if you want to contribute to that, that's well appreciated because we're working pretty hard in the community to connect up with different different projects out there that can use skilled technicians. And I call them technicians. If you're a carpenter, if you're a plumber, you're a welder, you're a technician as far as I'm concerned. It's a technical skill. And also all of our great outreach programs, such as our, I don't even really call it a halfway house, but our house down there on Hilton, where we're helping transitional youth with any sort of help that they might need in order to get a leg up before they enter into the real world, so to speak. Ajua, any last words from you?
Stop by the garden if you get a chance, 12 to 2. Come by and volunteer to tutor at the library. It's a really great way to engage and invest in our youth. The youth really, the elementary school and middle school students that we tutor really respond well to transitional age youth like Jalen and Terrence and the different people who've invested, Ian and so many of the young ladies who have invested in helping the young people. They love being read to, just being in the company of young people like yourselves. So if you are 16 to 24 and are interested in tutoring to get some credit for your spring break, please let us know. Come through. read to some children, help them with their math. And we, you know, if you're interested in maybe helping to plan or program one of these shows, that'd be really exciting for
Great.
Us. If you're interested in learning how to do kind of basic healthcare interviewing, compassionate interviewing, let us know. If you're interested in learning some basic math for construction and carpentry, give us a call and let us know. So we're looking forward to connecting with some high school students who are looking for opportunities to get their volunteer credits to graduate, and college students who are looking to add things to their resume. So stay in touch, 707-534-8189, VallejoProject.org. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And, of course, if you want to find out and listen to some of our past shows here on Vallejo Project, DJ Human, you can find us all on your local podcasting on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Player FM, and Deezer, and also on the YouTubes. So every Tuesday, live, right here on OSCAT Radio, 89.5 FM, you can hear us live every Tuesday. So be able to tune in. And remember, kids, this is DJ Human saying, while there's still breath in the body, you got to be going down swinging. We'll see you next week.
They say I'm crazy. They say I'm insane. I should be sitting and crying in the rain. Too much whiskey, too much fun. Chasing skirt, kicking the sun. Living easy, living swell. My mama say that I'm going too well. Doctors say that I got a bad brain. They say my life is going down the drain. Well, I'm jumping off the green, head out the door. Baby, I'm ready for more. I'm putting it up. We're going down swinging. Wanna get high, cause we're going down swinging. They say I'm reckless, living too fast, drinking too much and spending my cash. Getting high, getting loose, I'm going down like a rubber good boot. Hey whiskey, give me some wine, take you out of any old time. Not getting older, just getting better. The girls are shaking and they're gonna get wet. Come on out to my place tonight. Show you what it's like to pick up a fire. Time to drive myself right into the ground. Fuck it, I'm going to town. Gonna get it up, cause I'm going down swinging.